Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales, part two of our WrestleMania 34 coverage. I'm Tim.
Cliff.
Olivia.
And still with us, Kyle Starks.
Yay.
Oh, man. More hot take. Let's never stop. Huzzah and hooray. Wrestle talk.
And
it's almost as if I only get to talk about wrestling once every 3 months.
I'm glad we're here for you in that respect. So, per Kyle's request, we're going to switch up what matches we're going to do here, and we're going to talk about the undercard in this episode. So, let's start out. Let's do the SmackDown Tag Team title match, which is the Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Good lord, that could be a car wreck.
I really want to see the Bludgeon Brothers destroy everyone.
I love Luke Harper, but I don't care at all about Eric Rowan. It's a real... And they're just wearing, like, old Kane leotards. Like, it really irks me in a way.
It's fine. I want them to destroy all five opposing people. Like, Braun's been destroying everyone. Just destroy them. Actually hit them with the hammers. Like, just actual murder on TV.
If there's a three-way tag match, presumably like a three-way wrestling match, it means it's no DQ, right?
Normally, that's what they do. Yes,
bashing with the hammers. So
we get to see the hammer bashing. It's for sure. Did you guys see the promo by any chance? Not this week, but when I say not this week, I don't mean the week of WrestleMania when this comes out. But 2 weeks ago, after they sort of beat everybody up at Fastlane, where it was Big E and I think Jimmy Uso teamed together.
Yes, yes.
Like, those two dudes, they cut, like, a great promo. Like, Big E was like, you know, as long as I can walk out, like, I'll fight for my brothers. And Jimmy Uso was like, I got a brother too, baby. Like, it was such a good fucking promo. And I love both of those tag teams. Like, no one cuts promos. And they're both unique in how they cut promos and how they tell stories in the ring. And they're both so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
The Bludgeon Brothers probably win this garbage, right? I mean, maybe that's WrestleMania. If this was Fastlane, the Bludgeon Brothers would probably win.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Usos and the New Day are so delightful. They're probably the only good thing on SmackDown. Well, AJ. here's the sad thing. Like, I can't even say Shinsuke because I don't think he's been good at all on SmackDown. But I think Usos and New Day, they supersede whatever they're on. And I can't believe I say that about the Usos, but the Usos have been amazing for a year. Amazing.
Yeah.
They've been amazing.
Absolutely, yes.
They've not done a bad promo. They've not even done a sketchy promo. Like, they've been great. But I think, they're pushing the Bludgeon Brothers so hard, right?
It would be a little weird if they didn't win, in a way.
Yeah, because the Usos don't need it. The New Day don't need it.
Right. I'm picking the Bludgeon Brothers. Cliff, is that who you're picking?
I'm going Bludgeon Brothers.
Olivia?
I am.
Same.
Yeah? Bludgeon all here?
It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. I just want
it
Luke...
Feel right.
I want Luke Harper to come back as he was, where he gets people in headlocks and alligator rolls them, and he just mumbles weird noises and the crowd goes nuts. I miss that. And he super kicks people like 1,000 times in these old blue jeans.
I love it. And he's like the most white trash wife beater of all time. Like,
yeah.
There's like weird colors on it. Like, he'd eat mac and cheese before he came out. Like, just like a bucket full of mac and cheese.
While he was changing his car's oil.
Yeah. I love it. And here's the thing, like, the Bludgeon Brothers winning at WrestleMania, because in my head, like, WrestleMania is like should have some sort of historical connotation. Right? Like, if
right.
you watch a WrestleMania match at any point, you shouldn't be like, gosh, remember the Bludgeon Brothers? Because that's what they fucking are. Like, they're a blip,
right.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like they're obviously pushing them, though they're doing it badly, and it doesn't make any sense why. I would love Luke Harper to win a title. I'd love that.
I mean, he technically won one when Orton and...
I mean another one. Wasn't him and Rowan were tag champs before, right?
Were they? Oh, yeah, and you know, yeah, and he had the Intercontinental belt, was it, I think, at the time?
No, did he?
Yeah, he had, he did, for like a minute.
All right, I don't believe you, but I'll take your word for it.
I think he beat Ziggler, I think.
That sounds right. Oh, he was, Intercontinental champion, I heard he beat. He lost the title back to Ziggler. So at Survivor Series, he eliminated... who gives a shit? All right.
All right, let's go to that Raw tag titles. Let's go to Shamezaro versus Braun Strowman and question mark.
Braun Strowman.
I think this match is maybe my most anticipated. It's very high.
Yeah, I don't.
Here's the thing. There's so many great stuff that could happen in this match.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Braun Strowman wins a handicap match, which is a classic.
But I think that
Braun Strowman defends the title solo for like the next 4 months.
But that's so insulting to tag teams in a way, you know.
Okay. But Braun's insulting to everything, though.
Well, yes, yeah. But
that's in my opinion why it will not happen.
Right.
So then it raises a second question, because So Sheamus is broke. We all know Sheamus is broke.
Right.
And I feel like this is it. I'm not saying he's retiring, but I think it's dope they let him have this run to WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
Like, I think Sheamus has earned that. I think it's made Cesaro... I don't know if to the crowd it's made Cesaro look like as much of a superstar as he has been, because he's been wrestling all of these tag matches for the last however many months, 6 months, pretty much on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Cesaro looks great. He's amazing. Like, they can definitely lose here. Losing to Braun, even solo, is a good bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody's coming back.
I do too.
Or the third one is either someone's coming back or Elias tags with him. And Elias and Braun Strowman is magic.
I agree. So I originally thought it was going to be Elias, but now that... I thought it would be like Braun comes out, he doesn't have a partner, and Elias just steps in. But since Braun said, I have a partner, I think it's going to be somebody coming back.
Interesting. He said that, huh?
So there was a rumor going around that it was going to be Rey Rey.
I was thinking Rey Mysterio, too.
Fart on that.
But
I'm on the head of that.
Yeah. But I still think it's going to happen. Hey, as much as we all want Perry Saturn, I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not even Perry Saturn. I'm going to tell you it's going to be. Let me just throw this out there. Shouldn't John Cena have been like, hey, Braun, I'll be your partner?
Could it be Samoa?
Wouldn't that have all solved John Cena's like dilemma of not being in WrestleMania? He would win the Raw Tag title at WrestleMania. Wouldn't that be his WrestleMania moment?
Yeah.
I learned that Cena is Spanish for dinner. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow.
His name is John Dinner. all right, so here's my pick. Elias is the third option. Braun wins by himself, option one. Elias is option two. I feel like that's very likely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just because Elias isn't on here. And ooh. Elias is way over.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And to set up the inevitable return to the feud that they've been having leading up to this makes sense as they turn to each other. And that's how Braun, because of Braun's his standing in terms of, like, he's an unstoppable force. So the only way he can lose the title is if his partner costs him the title, right? So it makes sense.
Absolutely, right. Yeah.
But then I thought, guys, who's soon to come back?
Right, I was thinking of that, too.
All right, let me throw this out. Number one.
Big Cass?
Don't take my bits from me. Right? don't ruin my bits, but okay, fine. That's not what I'll say.
I'll stand in the corner. Go ahead.
We'll go ahead and jump straight to the punchline.
Aww.
Braun Strowman, Big Cass, and they call themselves Twin Towers 2.0.
There's somebody else that's returning.
Is Ambrose returning?
Wait, though. But listen, let me give you the logic for this. Braun Strowman needs someone who's a tag team specialist and someone who's almost as tall as him. It makes sense. Like, Big Cass in the tag team as a tag team choice makes sense. He's a tag team specialist. Then you get the inevitable big guy versus big guy match, which gives Vince like the most sexual feeling.
It's true, and they're always awful.
And it feels like that feels like a thing, right? And Big Cass needs to be distanced from Enzo.
Sure.
So this makes sense. What an opportunity. I believe Cliff was going to point out the other person who's due back.
The other Samoan Joe.
Yeah. Which would be the scariest tag team since, like, the Brothers of Destruction. That's a scary ass tag team.
Very scary.
Also, and then you have them feud, and who doesn't want to see that?
Yep, it leads to inevitable Samoa Joe Braun Strowman feud, and who doesn't want to see that? I think either one of those makes a lot more sense than Rey Mysterio. I heard Rey Mysterio's going to show up in New Japan, too, so I don't know what's going on with that. And also, I don't care. I don't want to see Rey Mysterio. I'm over it.
But I kind of do want to see Braun use Rey Mysterio as a weapon.
Let's be real. Braun could use any tag team partner as a weapon.
Yeah, give him anybody. Give him, who else is out there? Give him Johnny Gargano. He'll need to do something maybe after this weekend.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's probably going to be one of those two guys, even though I think there's not having Elias seems like a real mistake.
Unless Elias shows up and wins the Battle Royal. Like, he would be a good candidate for that, too.
Also feels like kind of a waste to me. Oh, they should have Big Cass, a giant, an actual giant. Oh, no!
Cassius Ohno!
The armbar! Oh, no! Anyway, I think I'm really looking forward to this match because I think there's three possibilities. I don't like the fourth possibility, Rey Mysterio. But if it's, like, any of those guys, I think it's interesting.
Right.
And I'm into it. And I think Braun Strowman wins. I think the Bar has had a nice run, but I really hope Sheamus hangs it up. Moves into a managerial role, or limits himself a lot more than he has been. I think I said last time, because we talked about it, like, Sheamus has had a Hall of Fame career. He's never been bad. He's never been outright bad. He's always been up since he came in. He's always been good. Always did what was ever asked of him. God bless him. But I feel like the Bar is done, and this is a good time for that to end.
You know who I wish would come back and be his partner? Wade Barrett.
Not going to happen, though. What's Wade doing now? Is he even wrestling anymore?
I think he's wrestling in England.
All right, well, good for him. I don't think he is. I think he's doing, like...
movies?
Like a cooking show or something.
Oh. That could be...
I don't know.
That could be fun.
So do we all pick Braun?
Yeah, we're all picking Braun, right?
Yeah.
The mystery wins for sure. The mystery partner's not going to turn on him or cost them. That'd be weird. No.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Intercontinental Championship match. Mm. Yes.
No, the U.S. title match. Let's do the U.S. title match.
All right, let's go to the U.S. title match.
Here's why, because the IC title match is worth a conversation, and the U.S. title match is not.
I like this U.S. title
match. If Rusev Day doesn't win, I will be disappointed.
So... the rumor is they put Rusev into this match because his t-shirt was the number one t-shirt on WWEshop.com at some point, and they couldn't believe it got over. So
he's selling that calendar. They sold out of that calendar. They've gone to like a third printing at this point.
Yeah, the first print was like 2,500, and then they did 5,000, and they're still going, where every day is Rusev Day. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's real good. Rusev is a guy who I didn't like him in NXT when he's breaking boards, even though now in retrospect I think it's sort of funny. I don't think it was meant to be funny.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's breaking boards that have people's names on it.
Right.
I think about it now, like, seeing Rusev, and I go, man, it's pretty funny. But it was not meant to be funny, and that's why I hated it at the time. Rusev and leading into the next match, I don't want to jump that conversation, but Finn also are guys who have been very beloved for, in my opinion, almost no reason, like no deserved reason, until this year. Since Royal Rumble, frankly. Though I think Rusev Day was going on a little bit before that.
A little bit, yeah.
Rusev has the very rare trait, one that prime Kurt Angle had, which is to be both very scary and have a very great sense of humor about yourself. Rusev can act like a fool, and it does not diminish him as a potent threat. And that's almost impossible. The Rock could do it. I mean, those guys, the guys at the top in the 90s could do it. Because it was sort of the flavor of that.
Sure, yeah.
But it's hard to... that's a hard balance to do. But Rusev can literally goof ass off, and we just like him more. And then he goes in there and he Machka crushes. Machka smash.
So
that being said, he does not win this match, right?
No. I think it would be so cool if they threw him in this match and he won, but no. Yeah. I feel like the person who needs the win is Jinder Mahal.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think Bobby Roode needs to turn heel in this match.
That would be the one way I think Roode wins. But otherwise, I'm going Mahal. Orton's not winning.
I would love Mahal to have the belt. I'm always okay when someone says, we made this decision because we're going to make a lot of money. As long as no one gets hurt. As long as it's not like, well, we chose to radiate all the water so that we could make a lot of money. But the whole Jinder Mahal thing was like, we want to reach out to this entirely different you know, market and make a lot of money. And look, Jinder, by all accounts, is one of the nicest dudes in wrestling.
Yeah.
He took all those drugs to get that gross looking. Kudos to him, you know? Go look up, like, when him and Heath were, like, tagging together. Just look at what a jelly belly he had.
Yeah, he definitely.
I love the Minjin. I love the Minjin so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jinder has a good bit. I think he feels like the type of guy, even right now, though, he's on a downward slope, where you could insert him into the main event if you needed a temporary bad guy, or simply wanted to mix it up, which wrestling never does anymore. WWE never does anymore.
Right.
He's a main event caliber wrestler. Not that we ever think he will win, but we'll never go, well, why is he getting that opportunity? I think he's that guy right now. Like Randy Orton is. Like, you can put Randy Orton wherever, and it's fine. I think Jinder, kind of the same.
Yeah,
I think Rusev should win this match, but I don't think he's going to.
So are you picking the heel Bobby Roode, or what are you?
I'm picking Bobby Roode. They only gave Orton his belt so that he could check a fucking box off, right?
Probably.
Like, Rusev winning would be justice. If this was a Raw match, I'd be like, I bet Rusev wins, because Raw gets it.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be Jinder, because I think they are using him just as cannon fodder, which is unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate, because he's supposed to be a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And I think he has a good look, and I think he has a good entrance. I do think he has a good look. It's like, you don't have to be a good wrestler. If people boo you and you look good, that's how you get to the main event, baby. That's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah.
I hope Randy Orton breaks something that does not kill him, but keeps him out of the ring forever. How's that?
Like,
that's what I really hope.
Like really bad shin splints or something?
Yeah, hammer toe.
Like plantar fasciitis. That's just the worst case of plantar fasciitis. migraines and bright lights and loud crowds. Like, I'm so done with Randy Orton. There's nothing Randy Orton could do to make me get back. I'm just done with him. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't really want to be there.
So many uneven sidewalks.
Yeah. It's gross. I hate him.
The only thing he does that I, like, pop for is when he does the superplex, because it reminds me of his dad. That's about it.
Look, I'm still all about RKO out of nowhere. I always will be. But every time I go, what? That's all it is. He just pops up. That's all he does.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's done. And here's the thing. I want someone to. Here's what you do. Who do I like that needs to come up? Not Alistair. Who's charismatic and kind of devilish right now?
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne comes up and he's like, I'm the new legend killer. And he takes Randy. There you go. That's his debut. That's a great fucking debut.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Bobby Roode, I hope Rusev wins. If there's justice in the world, no one deserves it more than him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll be Bobby Roode. And hopefully Bobby Roode turns heel. He probably won't.
So heel Roode,
the most boring good guy.
You've got the Jinder.
I got Jinder.
I'm also hoping Rusev wins. I'm going to pick him.
Okay.
Because somebody has to.
Sure. Olivia, what are you picking?
I'm leaning towards Jinder, too.
All right.
Oh.
We've got to hinder the gender.
Yeah.
Double gender.
Double gender. We're
rare double gender.
We're Minjins over here.
I love it. Minjins, why didn't I pick Minijins? There's so many good plays. Don't think up on it. I feel like it's a big mistake. Minjins is so close to Minions. And like, no one would miss their opportunities.
One day.
I'm glad to think, like, that's the type of thing, it's like, an inverse of Corey Graves. Like, well, here's two guys who are clearly popular wrestlers on the indies, who are good wrestlers, who are charismatic, but well, nothing's ever going to happen in WWE. And they're like, hey, but we're going to make you like this guy's manager. And they're amazing. They're great at it. And it's so good for him as a character to have that weird, sneaky heel edge.
Right.
It's just great. It's a great combo. So he's like, Jinder's not very good in the ring. It's like, no, but look at the narrative possibilities for Jinder.
I liked how they introduced the Minjins in the Cruiserweight Classic, and if you watch that, they were kind of like these baby-faced, silly Bollywood kind of, they no, danced they, and, but
they
like.
Were in they were on NXT before that.
That's true, yeah, they were.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, and they broke them up as a tag team and put them in, just like they did with DIY. They broke them up to put them in it, but they've been as a tag team, like sort of cannon fodder again, as a tag team. But they talked him up real big, which is the thing
sure.
I was real good about.
They
yeah,
built.
They're great. The Singh brothers are great. I love them, and I love Jinder enough that I'm not going to be one of those people who's going to say something bad about him because I think it's it's low hanging fruit and it misses the mark. And Jinder won, I think it'd be great. Jinder has that spot right now where he's that sort of anti-American U.S. champion bit, which is, can be tired. I think Rusev did it very good the last time he had the U.S. title.
Yes, he did.
And again, I don't say much nice about Rusev prior to Rusev Day because I feel like it was real inconsistent. But like every now and then someone does that well. And I think Jinder could do it too. But I think Bobby Roode needs that belt. He's got no personality.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Moving on to the Intercontinental Championship match. Three-way match. Yeah, we got The Miz defending against Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. This could be...
I'm so excited.
This could be match of the night, maybe?
Maybe. I think so. I think it could be. And I don't like two of these guys. I like one of them very much.
The Miz?
Like one of them, okay. I love The Miz. Everything The Miz does is gold. He has carried for like the last year and a half, 2 years. Like SmackDown was amazing when Ryan Ward was there and The Miz was there. He's been the new day of this last year of Raw, where he's the one thing that's never been bad. Here's the question I think one has to ask for this match. Because I think this is a conversation match.
Mm-hmm.
Is this match has that if The Miz loses, he's not going to get that sort of longest, though he could eventually, but in theory, like he's not going to get that longest tenured IC champ accolade, right?
Right.
Like for The Miz, that's what's on the line. Which is also to say this, do you think the WWE wants The Miz to have that accolade or not? If you think WWE goes, The Miz has been great for the last 5 years, since awesome WrestleMania, whenever that was, 20 something, like it's been a long time since he beat John Cena in the main event of WrestleMania, which happened, and he kicked out big inflatable awesome letters, which is still my favorite. Someone made those letters for him to kick. Do you think the WWE goes, we're gonna give Mike this accolade because he's been great for us? We shit on him. He persevered. He works harder than almost anyone. In fact, probably only Cena works harder than him. Do we give him this accolade, or do they just not give a shit and they have him lose here because they don't like him that much and they don't get that he's just the bone?
Well, I don't think like.
The third one is The Miz goes, it's great drama if I lose this match because I'm the one who feels like I have something on the line. I have the most to lose by losing.
I have a theory involving The Miz going forward. I think The Miz will lose this match. I think The Miz is going to get sling-bladed 75 times between the two of them and lose.
That's going to happen for sure. That's for sure going to happen.
But
he's definitely going to get sling-bladed many times.
And this will play into something we'll talk about in part three, but I'll just bring it up now. I think The Miz is going to lose, and he's going to come out, and he's going to interfere in Daniel Bryan's match. And I think they're going to play up Daniel Bryan and Miz. They're going to do something with that? Yeah.
Sam, this is very good because I believe a couple weeks ago on Raw, Cesaro and Sheamus said that they heard there was going to be a superstar shakeup after WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's very interesting. Because
Now, is that too smart, though, for something the WWE would do?
Yeah, it seems too smart. Usually, like a big tasty sandwich for me to chomp into. I'm loving the flavors. It's running down my chin.
Well, like Daniel Bryan doing this tag match makes sense in the short term, but going long term with him, you want to get as much out of him. Let's just pretend his neck is made out of paper clips or whatever. So you want to get as much out of him, and it makes no sense to not interact with The Miz at all.
I just don't think Seth or Finn like gain anything winning the belt.
I think they both do, but I don't like either of them that much. So.
I think Finn needs to win this match.
I kind of think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all comes down to, man, him, that's good. I think he's going to... Here's what's going through my head. No, Daniel Bryan's going to want to wrestle Generico. He's going to want to wrestle AJ Styles and Shinsuke. Those are going to be his priorities.
Hey, Miz can be the one who gets traded during this shakeup.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Right now, how bad does SmackDown need The Miz?
Bad. Very bad.
Yes. Because the only people succeeding are the only people that make SmackDown worth watching right now are the guys who are like The Miz, which is to say the Usos and The New Day, and Rusev to a lesser extent, mm-hmm. who are making it their own, because there's nothing happening over there. And that show needs someone like The Miz who can do an opening segment that's, man, that's good. My guess would have been The Miz wins because I felt like they would give him that bone.
See, I think he can get that later, and it's, you know, because who has the most right now? I don't even know. Is it like Jericho or something? Like,
no, it's some old guy.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, Jericho's probably third or something.
No, he's not even close.
Really? But he's had like the most actual title wins, I think.
He has the most title, but they're going for cumulative. I got it. The Miz, this is from, I don't know, there's no date on it because that makes sense. The Miz was 458 days and counting. Don Morocco, who's number two, is at 541. I think he passed Don Morocco.
The Honky Tonk Man holds the longest reign.
This is the single reign, but this is cumulative reign. And Pedro Morales is at 619. So, like, Pedro had one title, or two titles for 619. Don Morocco had two for 541. The Miz, who I think is more than 541, is at seven. So it's cumulative days of being champion, not number of title reigns.
Gotcha.
So, he could get it later. Like, that's the thing. It's a red herring. Mm-hmm. Man, I love that. I would love... Thinking about that future makes it way more interesting. And I think this is a match I'm really looking forward to. Because I don't like... Finn did a lot for my esteem of him in the Royal Rumble. Because I thought he looked great.
He did.
He acted great. And he didn't have to do that stupid, fake-ass, juggalo dreadlock... demon-ass paint bullshit. Takes him 7 hours to get to the ring because he's got to keep throwing his fucking arms so the lights blink on and off. I fucking hate it. Smiling like a ding-dong. Like, he's just done, like, sort of, like, I'm a wrestle boy and now I'm going to wrestle.
Right.
And I like it. I feel like every time Seth almost gets to the point where I like him again, he does something dumb, like, where's those pants he's been wearing for
the past few years? The Harlem Heat pants?
The Harlem Heat pants. My friend referred to them as the Scam Bigelow pants because they're like rip off Bam Bam Bigelows, which is very good.
That is good.
I don't like Seth. I don't like. I think Seth's a very good bad guy, but it's just like he hasn't been a bad guy in forever.
He needs to go heel for sure.
Yeah, I feel like this match should have been the Miz and the Mr. Oz versus Finn and the Balor Club. That's what this match should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to do something with Seth because. Jason Jordan got hurt or whatever, and
thank God.
It'll be a good match, though. It'll be a good match. My pick was The Miz wins, and it's great. But now I think maybe you're right.
Oh, man, it'd be great if I was right, but
so you picked.
But you know what they could do, and they've done it before, is they do the shakeup, and the IC title goes to SmackDown, and the US title comes to Raw.
Right. They definitely could. I am picking Balor. I do think Balor makes the most sense. I think Seth is. A little more elevated than Balor as far as credibility. Miz, there's no question. So I think Finn needs this, and I think Finn, to some extent, earned it. And then you can work on the club. Because I feel like what they wanted to do was Seth got screwed up because Dean got hurt, and you're not having this face shield run. When I just wanted that to get over so I could get heel shield run. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't know if we'll get to that anytime soon.
Dean's not close to coming back, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So, Libby, who are you picking?
That's going to be a hot match, I think. A real hot match.
Should be.
I think Finn's going to win.
Picking Finn?
Yeah.
I'm picking The Miz.
Yeah? All right. I mean...
Two Miz's, two Finns's.
Yeah, I think either way, whoever wins, this should be a good match, and it's not the end of the world if Seth wins or, you know...
Yeah, it's not. I agree. I think you could do... I think my issue with those two guys is that, as far as I'm concerned, they're interchangeable.
Yeah. No, yeah. I can't argue that at all.
Like, they probably sell the same... Well, I don't know, Finn probably sells more shirts, but you know what I'm saying. It's just like... They need to get Finn back. They need to get both these guys back in the main event. But the main event has been so goofed for the next hour. Is that they've taken away that thing where it's like, let's have a bunch of competitors, which is what you need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even, I mean, like, even you look at New Japan, and I'm going to leave somebody out, but you have Naito, Tanahashi, Okada, Omega. That's four guys, just hand easily. Those who's Sabata? Like, there's a handful of guys you can just throw in. Like, here's five legit titles. Who are the five legit Raw Championship title contenders? Roman Reigns, Lesnar, and who else? Braun.
Braun. That's yeah.
That's it. But it should be Seth, Dean, Finn. Though Finn has been out of it for forever. And it should be the same on SmackDown, though. This is the thing with WWE. Like, if you remember, and I love to talk about it because you know the past is so beautiful. But during the 90s, which were, despite like some terrible misogynistic type things, was such a high point because narrative was such a big deal. But even before the 90s was the 90s, Ken Shamrock was a title contender. So you have Shamrock, Mick, Triple H, HBK, Rock, Stone Cold. Like, there was a Big Show when he first debuted. Like, there was eight guys, and you could move them around as legit contenders and give your champion matches to have. And right now, they haven't done that in years. Even on SmackDown, does it really feel like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are title contenders?
No.
No, but they should be, because they are literally, they were just in the last pay-per-view. But it's like, even Shinsuke doesn't feel like a main title guy. It just feels like AJ and everybody else. It's like, that's no good. It's no good for your champion. It's no good for your roster. They need to figure out a way to get, and when Dean comes back, that's three guys. Sam Samoa Joe, that's four guys. Five plus Brock, Braun, sorry. We're assuming Lesnar's gone after this.
Right.
Cena's like such a mess. Like, he's so poorly written. And Roman Reigns, that's six guys that should be your title contenders. And honestly, only two or three of them, which is just remiss. So what are you doing with the other three guys? Either they're in dumb feuds, or you give them the U.S. title, which doesn't make any sense. The U.S. title should be Jason Jordan. Like, that's who should be holding that, or whoever they think.
Right.
I mean, Matt Hardy. Welcome, Matt Hardy. Like, or Elias.
Elias. Yeah, Elias is great.
Elias is exactly that guy. He's like, he's very hot, but he's not main event. They've thrown him in the main event, which they did for the Elimination Chamber. But that's just a little taste for that baby, you know? And then you give it to guys like Bobby Roode or CN when he comes up, the guys who are like Shinsuke, dudes that are hot that should be past point. Or you give it to Cesaro or Shane, you know, those type of guys. Like, they don't.
Yeah, they should. They should.
I'm really interested to see when we get past this Lesnar era, which has been a weird... It's affected every title.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, every title has been weird. It's like, I wonder if we'll get back to titles actually mattering. Because honestly, the only titles that feel like they've mattered in the last year, if not more... I feel like The Miz is great no matter what, but he has put value on this run. So we'll give the IC title. The tag team title, whichever one the New Days were involved with. Not only that, though. So if the New Day are Raw, the Raw title. If the New Day is on SmackDown, the SmackDown title. Because they added value to that. What other title? Even the SmackDown title, who gives a shit? Jinder had it for 6 months. Like, who gives a shit? None of the titles matter. NXT title, I think the NXT championship has always mattered. Has always felt like it mattered. But like, that's it. That's three belts. Three belts that mattered. Come on. Like, you don't even need them. They're worse than the Guffins. What a waste. They should have real value, and they don't.
And I feel the same way about the women's titles on both brands. That
But I think it was a good segue, because I think one of the women's titles match, especially this match, or this show, one of them matters immensely, right?
We hope.
I think it does, because, like, let's just do the Raw one real quick, because there's no conversation to have about it, right? It's Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Who gives a shit? Nia wins, right? Who gives a shit?
I'm picking Nia.
Yeah.
Does anyone give a shit? If they put this on the pre-show, would anyone be actually mad about it?
No, absolutely not.
No, and who's more delightful than Alexa Bliss? She's mega delightful, but who gives a shit? No one gives a shit. What a sad state. No one gives a shit. All right, moving on.
That is the fastest we've ever done a match.
No, I think who does it. Honestly, like, I mean, who doesn't matter? Like, Nia's going to win because she has to win. She has to win because she's never won. And now they finally, because Ryan Ward is such a good writer, and someone over there is going to be like, it's not just him. Like, you know what I'm saying. The current regime is so good. Because, like, I felt bad for Nia, but I was like, oh, I hope Nia deserves the win. And I've never thought that ever, period.
Yeah.
The highlights of Nia's career have been Asuka telling her she talked too much, slapping her in the face that you talk too much, and then, like, getting, like, other people being put over at her expense. That's her career. She's a female Big Show.
Yeah. I felt bad for her not being in the Royal Rumble match. Like, I felt that was, like, kind of historic. I would have been mad if I was her not being in that match.
Talking about the women's Royal Rumble?
Yeah, yeah.
No, she went in with the Glamazon. She eliminated Beth Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, so what am I thinking?
No, I don't know. She was in it. I don't know what you're thinking.
Alexa and Charlotte were the only ones that weren't.
That's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking the Elimination Chamber. You're right. Yeah. Where she fought Asuka instead.
They had her fight Asuka. That was like her, supposed to be like her thing. But yeah, Nia eats shit. But also, I think Nia, I feel like, doesn't love wrestling, which is a weird tag to put on somebody. As like, well, they don't, like, I mean, Randy clearly does not. Like, I don't know, maybe she does. But, you know, Nia before, when she did that thing where she's like, fuck it, there's other things I could do. I think it's real telling.
Are you saying?
I think she's somehow, like, this is a battle of charisma versus no charisma. It's like, man, if Nia could emote at all, I think she would be huge. It's like, they've been showing her eyes for 3 years now.
That's
fucking nonsense. She comes out and it's like, is she in pain? Is she worried about the outcome of this match? Does this move hurt her? Does she enjoy her? Like, who fucking knows? It's like a mannequin out there with a perm. here's the thing. I think this last couple weeks, and I feel like the mean girls being mean is a cheap, cheap low-hanging fruit that has only worked if you have very charismatic bad guys, which is not Alexa and Nikki. It is Lay Cool, and it is Iconic Duo. I think those dudes do it well. But it's like, you know what? At this point, it's like, look, who's on Raw if Asuka's gone that can who should legitimately be able to beat Nia? Nobody. Let's give her this win. She fucking needs it. And I wanted her to have it, and I don't even like her. That's a bad match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she gets it. All four of us are picking her. So now we go to Charlotte versus Asuka. And this is the big one.
This is the title that matters. The title matters immensely in this situation. It's not a MacGuffin. It's not a weird add-on. Because Nia versus Alexa Bliss, who cares? Like, it doesn't matter if the championship was on either one. It doesn't make any difference. Like, Nia just gets a win. That's all we want. Like, the title is superfluous, right?
Yeah.
It adds, like, the tiniest little spice on Nia's career in that match. But it's really just, like, Nia getting revenge because someone was mean to her. This just happens to be a title. And God knows, like, they're not going to let Sasha or Bayley near it.
Right.
But this match, come on. Like, how stoked are you about Charlotte versus fucking Asuka?
Yeah.
I love it. They built Asuka so well, which is not like them.
And there is no foil in the women's roster top to bottom. Like, this is it. This is the best challenge Asuka's had.
There's no
question about that. Yeah, there's no question. Because they kept giving Asuka. Asuka had to beat Bayley, who was the most over NXT. She had to beat Nia Jax, who's the monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she just had to beat off competitors after that. She just beat people who were trying to be on her level. And, of course, no one ready for Asuka. No one ready for Asuka. but you know who might be? The fucking queen, man. And I'm not a huge Charlotte Flair fan. I think she's very, very, very good. But, like, I would rather watch... I like Bayley and Becky more than I like Charlotte. Though I think Charlotte's gotten better and better. I just don't like her delivery, and I don't like how she doesn't have hips. I don't know. That's a real man gaze. Like, she has no hips. It's very weird to me. Where's her hips?
They're not there.
They're not there. But this is the immovable object versus the unstoppable force. And my heart as a wrestling fan, I don't know. Like, I think Asuka has to win because Asuka hasn't gotten a main event title yet. She won the Royal Rumble. Her not getting that payoff is always sort of a weird, like, dark cloud over a wrestler.
Yeah, it'd be disappointing if she didn't win.
Yeah, but also, if anyone was ever going to beat Asuka and end her streak, it's Charlotte.
It would just feel so wrong.
You think so? Charlotte, remember, Charlotte had to lose her, she lost her championship streak. What was the deal with that? Do you remember, Tim?
She didn't lose on pay-per-view.
She didn't lose on pay-per-view, but then she lost the pay-per-view before WrestleMania, which was a nothing...
That's right. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
She should have lost at WrestleMania. She should have lost at WrestleMania, but they ruined it by taking it a month early, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, yeah, it was awful.
This is awful, and Charlotte did not get her WrestleMania moment in that same way that she should have. There's something to that, right?
I agree. And you know what? If Asuka loses here, you could do something cool where she's almost like the female version of Samoa Joe, where she just comes out, she's angry, she beats the living crap out of people, and she leaves. You could do almost a heel turn, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. You just make her that force turned up, you know, to 11, so to speak.
Yeah. I think this is, which is what, like the fourth or fifth match this weekend. Like, I don't care who wins.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be real good. I think Asuka wins, but the fact that for the first time since Bayley, Bayley wasn't going to win. Bayley just didn't have to lose. You know what I mean? Like, there's a weird, like, she was champ. She didn't have to win. She just didn't have to lose.
Right.
In this case, like, it feels like the first... I hope this match is an hour long. I hope it goes on for 2 hours, just this match. I hope it's a weird Iron Man match, and because of it, the next shitty fucking match, whatever it is, only lasts, like, 15 minutes. Because, like, fucking Charlotte and Asuka wrestled for forever. What are they going to do? They're going to do a double count out.
That would be terrible.
Fuck.
No, that would be awful.
But SmackDown. It's SmackDown, baby.
Yeah, they could do it. They could legit do it.
Tim?
Yeah, I think Asuka wins, but man, I hope that this match is as good as it should be.
It's tough. I feel everyone's going to take Asuka. I'm going to take Charlotte. I'm going to be the odd man out, just for the hell of it.
I'm picking Asuka just because I feel like it's like the culmination to the streak.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Asuka.
All right.
No one ready for Asuka. That promo that they cut, also, SmackDown's been so bad. But Charlotte Flair doing that iron sharpens iron, and Asuka, you're going to bow to the queen or whatever. And Asuka's like, Asuka bow to no one, because no one ready for Asuka. They're so fucking good. I love that Asuka's entire career, because she's so, her character is so mystifying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's really Asuka's deal? Like, you don't know. She just likes to fight people, right? But like, why is she, like, smiling so, like, she puts a little mask on her lip? And what is that? what's in Asuka's head? I don't know. But I love that her entire career has been, she's better than literally everyone. You talk too much, and no one ready for Asuka. That's it. That's all you need. It's fucking gold. I love her. And I like Charlotte Flair a lot. I like Charlotte Flair as champ. She does exactly what a champ is supposed to do, is that carry that belt in a way that makes it feel important. And she's always done that. Even when she was losing it every other week to Sasha, because she loses to Sasha and you wouldn't even know Sasha had the belt. And then she'd get it back and you'd be like, oh, she's the champ again. You could feel it. Like, Charlotte's real good about making the belt feel important. And I feel like that's why in this match, the SmackDown belt hasn't mattered. Like, who had it before her? Naomi? Maybe. Natalia?
Natalia, yeah. It was Natalia.
Natalia who got a bone thrown to her.
Yeah, because I had said they definitely could shit on her career more.
Actually, I'm changing my pick. Asuka wins, and then the Money in the Bank cash-in happens.
Oh my gosh.
Ultimate heel heat right there.
Yeah, but she then murders Carmella, right?
No.
No, she does. She murders her.
Well, what if she cashes in and pins Charlotte? Like, they both, like, knock each other out. Carmella runs out, pin Charlotte. So Asuka doesn't win the belt. It doesn't end her streak.
What? That's not bad.
Cliff, that's very good.
Well, we went too smart again.
Cliff just made a delicious sandwich for me to eat. Mmm, it's so yummy. No, you know what? That's a really clever solution to this match. It's really clever.
And right, like Asuka hits Charlotte with something like big. She's stumbling around.
Like a superplex. They do that avalanche.
The super superplex.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, and Asuka has to do it where she, like, as they land, like, Asuka, like, bounces out of the ring.
Right, like she rolls out.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a big move. Or they collide, they do the collide thing. Man, you know what? That's so smart, and it's such a clever solution where no one looks bad, and you get to make huge heel heat to somebody.
Right, to Carmella. And then you can have her just get murdered by Asuka.
Yeah, yeah, and it doesn't make Charlotte look bad. Because here's the thing, if you cash in and win, that match is over, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Surely it's over.
Yeah, no, it ends right there.
Fuck, I hope that happens.
Yeah.
Just two yummy sandwiches you guys dropped there. Very exciting for me. I think we were saying, when you said that three-way might be match of the night, honestly, I think this could be it. I think it could be Charlotte versus Asuka.
I hope so. That would be great.
I think like, there's a later match which I would like to be like, man, you know it's going to be the best WrestleMania match in 5 years. But where on paper it should be, I don't think it's going to be. And I feel like it might be this one.
Could
yeah.
be.
Built-in drama. I don't know. Charlotte's matches always look like a little, like someone's about to get hurt. Like, she hurts you a little too much, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, goofing.
I'd rather watch that than Sasha Banks actually hurting herself and doing...
Well, that's why every time those two fought, you're like, what the hell? You guys are going to kill each other.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one, man. I think any outcome's good. I feel like this cash-in one's the best one. Unless SmackDown, being very dumb, has Asuka beat Charlotte, collapses, right?
And then she cashes in?
Somehow beats her by, like, reversing the figure eight or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both sort of pass it. Yeah, I'd hate that. That's so dumb.
And then Carmella cashes in on Asuka after she's won.
Yeah, I'd hate that.
I wouldn't mind if what you said, where Asuka just beats the hell out of her and pins her. I would love that.
Right, so Carmella cashes in and then just gets the shit kicked out of
fails.
Her.
Yeah, because
or she comes. Even that, like, she comes in and it turns into a weird three-way match, and Asuka still wins. I don't know. Who cares? Oh man, guys, there's five more matches. I wish we had another hour to talk about them. Oh, but wait.
We do. Well, that's it for part two. Thank you, everybody. Kyle, you want to plug your stuff one more time?
Yeah, man. Next week, Wrecking Man Volume 2 comes out. It's very good. If you don't have Volume 1, you should get that also. You can get both of them for the combined price of $25. What a deal for 250 pages? A bunch of pages. And Dead of Winter comes out at the end of the month. Still think about those sandwiches, those yummy wrestling narrative sandwiches. Dead of Winter, which is about dogfighting zombies from Oni Press. It's very good because that's fun. I have a bunch of good comic books because I make comic books for a living. They're all good. Kyle Stark. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm the Kyle Stark on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And I also talk about wrestling a couple times a week on my other Twitter, which is the Kyle Smarks. Get it? It's real clever. It's a wrestling book.
All right. Well, thank you, Kyle. And we'll be back with the final part 3.